When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
You are now listening to the Shots and Thoughts Podcast, hosted by Chris, Ryan, and Sean.
Oh. Welcome, Shotties, to another episode of the internet's only educational improv comedy game show involving shots of liquor and D20s, except it's after hours and we're not doing any of that.
Hell no.
It's your boy, Sean.
It's your mommy, Poppy Ryan.
And it's the kid.
There he goes.
Chris.
I like it. I like it. Keep that up.
I like that.
Bruce Buffer energy. But yeah, if this is your first episode of After Hours, the way this works is we record this directly after our regular game episode. And this is kind of where we catch up on each other's lives, maybe play a game, and then end with some weekly recommendations. Or like we mentioned last episode, bi-weekly.
Yeah.
Which means every other week or twice a week. Who knows? But
the ongoing debate.
The ongoing debate. But yeah, what have you guys been up to?
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, we were all kind of drawing a blank here. I'll say the first thing that comes to my mind is this weekend I got to see my niece's dance recital.
Nice, nice.
It's always cool to see, like, because she's been doing this for, this is at least the third or fourth one I've been to.
Okay.
And it's like cool to see her growth, you know, like she's much more confident now on stage than she was when she first started. And, you know, like you could see it in the pictures. She's making like faces and stuff.
Facial?
And she's like, yeah. And then like some of the kids sometimes don't know where to go. She'll
what
like,
type of
nudge
dance?
Them. It's like kids.
Contemporary, lyrical.
So it's kind of different. It's just kind of like an after school dance program. So they do like whatever.
Okay.
So it's not like super based. It's not, you know, like, it's more of like an after school thing more so than a like going to Soundbox type of thing. Like,
okay.
A little bit less intense, more fun.
Yeah. A good place to start.
Yeah. Not that, you know, Soundbox dancing isn't fun, but it's clearly like a, I'm trying to dance, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to, like over there, I think Annie was telling me something, they have like a lot of fun activities and it's not just dance, but they get together for a dance show at the end of the season.
Oh, cool. That's nice.
But yeah, she's getting really good. I really enjoy watching her dance. It makes me think of like when I'm gonna be a dance dad for whenever I have kids.
Nice.
Wow. I'm definitely gonna. Nancy was like, "Dude, I hope our kids dance." And then we were like, "I feel like we're gonna be fucking like force them into, regardless if they like it or not, at some point or another."
It'll help with if the child is a sport player. It'll help with mobility, you know, light on the feet.
Yeah, balance.
Yeah, balance.
Core strength.
You know, okay, if there's actual dancer, then start them young, you know, if not.
Yeah, I just see those fucking videos of kids from like little kids from like Korea and Japan. And I'm like, they're better than I ever was. Ever. Yeah. Ever.
It's crazy.
And I'm just like, dude, I want that for my child.
I feel like if we when we started dancing, if we had decided to go the like technical route.
Yeah.
Do you think we would have like cut some curves?
What do you mean?
In terms of like our skill.
Like, do you think we would have been better?
Yeah.
Probably.
Like talking about like taking like real like training, like industry training courses type thing.
I want to say, okay, so we prided ourselves as like
we were very
home
DIY.
Yeah. Like we teach each other, you know, like versus if we went to a studio and got exposed to different moves, different choreography, you know, like, would we have like cut corners in, as far as skill?
Oh, I think so.
I think we definitely would have been technically a lot better, but I think our choreo and our style probably would have been different.
Yeah, it would have been.
It would have been modeled after whoever trained us.
Yeah,
probably.
Okay.
Which, you know, could be better, could be worse, but like at the end of the day, I'm pretty happy with the legacy that we've created.
This is really random, off topic, not to steal your spot, Sean. But I went to a wedding this past weekend.
Nice.
And the cameraman at the wedding was David Truong of...
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he used to be...
My first official director.
Yeah, that's where I'm tying it to.
Yeah.
A soundbox director of Wild Style. And he is now a full-time...
Videographer?
Videographer.
Wow.
And I was like, yo, it's been a while. And that was, he actually gave us, me and Nikki, the first opportunity to be in a dance video together.
Oh.
The video was, do my dance on your dick.
That's fucking awesome.
And I remember Nikki saying.
And we did.
And I remember Nikki's mom, like, very involved with Nikki's dance. Mm-hmm. And she was saying, I don't like this song.
I wouldn't either.
That's funny.
But the quality, I would say that quality of that video was fun, but the song is vulgar for sure. But we liked it back then. Yeah. You can go on, please.
But yeah, that's it for me. That's all that is coming to my head. It's like, it's weird. We were talking about this before we recorded, but it feels like there's always something to do. But then when we come and sit down and record, it's like, what did we do this whole time?
Yeah.
Just never want to talk about the boring shit.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, like, going on with the dance, I would say I went to Soundbox 13th birthday bash.
Shout out Soundbox.
Geez, 13 years.
We were there on, like, what, number two, number one?
We were there on the second one, yeah.
Soundbox has been in your life, a third of your life.
Yeah. It's
fucking crazy.
That's wild.
Which is crazy. And...
You know what's, sorry to
go for him.
Also steal your shit, but I was thinking, like yesterday, I was thinking, it's 2023. It's been 5 years since I retired dance. I've officially spent half of the time that I was dancing retired from dance.
Wow.
I don't know. That was just crazy to think about. Cause I think of like dance as being like something that took up my whole life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm already like, I've reached the amount of years, like half of the amount of years I'm dancing is the time I've been retired. Feels weird to think about.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just
5 years.
5 years since I fucking took a dance class, stepped in the studio and danced. It's scary to go back once you leave. Especially when you were in, like, I'm sure most would have no idea who I was if I walked into the studio. Because even when I led Galing, I feel like people didn't really know who I was. But like, it feels nerve-wracking to be in a place where some people expect you to be good and you know you're not. You know.
Tell me about it, dude.
You're trash. Oh, yeah. You talked about that when you came back. Just because like we always, you know, like, that's fucking Chris. He made this shit.
Yeah. It felt like there was a lot on my shoulders, even though like, I mean, I know I wasn't like the shit or anything, but I just felt like there was kind of like a cross to bear being like the founder of it. So he's like, oh, he must be kind of good or whatever. And then fucking attempting to learn all the dances. And I'm just fucking fumbling through that shit, dude. That, yeah.
Fumbled my heart.
I mean, it was 5 years for you too. Your comeback, your.
Oh, yeah. So it was, 2013 to 2018. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy to think of because. You know, seeing where Galing is now,
mm-hmm.
and seeing how they move,
it's
awesome. You know, yeah. And just seeing the skill, like the focuses I know are like, as far as like, what they've done. You know, these new directors and stuff like that. I've realized like, man, they're really like putting in effort, and it's rewarding to see. You know, let them take the wheel. You know, let them figure out where they want to take the team.
Y'all have any. Like saying anything anymore?
No,
not at all, man.
Wow. I feel like even as soon as we were out. I mean, we could have had say. I think they asked us for like, you know, we were in like still in the group chats for like song suggestions for sets and stuff. But like, I mean, I feel like both of us stayed pretty out of it.
Yeah.
Like we kind of, you know, wanted them to lead. Because I know whenever I, the big reason why I left was like, I was like, the people behind me and you know, when I retired, I wasn't thinking of like, you know, Ryan was coming with me. I was just like, the people that are left have it. You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
I'm not
yeah,
really
it's
like,
in good hands.
I'm not necessarily needed.
Mm-hmm.
So when Ryan left too, I was like, yeah, we're still good. We got June and Alex and Neil. Those are all guys who have been leading the team, you know, mm-hmm. technically, you know, as captains or whatever. And then the same thing happened with them, with Jopet. Jopet was a captain and then stepped into a director. And now they got some new young captains who I eventually will probably be directors. So,
yeah
it's,
man,
it's
you,
awesome to see.
What do you think it's going to be like? Because right now, Jopet is kind of like the end, you know, to the, our generation of dance. Like, whenever it's past Jopet, you fucking know, like, that's where the Galing, like, roots really changed.
Yeah. I mean, luckily, like, the two captains that are in there, shout out Matt and Sam, we taught them for, I think, two WOD seasons, too. So they're still technically, you know, we played a little bit into their
so then, like,
development.
They're good. After them,
then it's totally,
totally
fabulous. Hey,
youngin.
Yeah, then I can
like, skateboard.
Then I could walk back and take a class because no one for sure will know who I am. For sure, no way.
Why is there a 40-year-old taking class?
Why is there a 40-year-old?
It's finally time.
Oh, man.
Oh, I stole your shit.
No. I don't know. I really.
So
didn't
you're
know
you're talking
say.
About being at Birthday Bash.
No, I think we touched upon it collectively.
Oh, okay.
No need to go back into that.
While we're talking about Galing, though, I would beg of everyone to
please
go to Galing's Instagram. I believe they're at Galing Crew.
GalingCru.
And the link in their bio is a GoFundMe. To get them to Mexico. That's something me and Ryan wanted to do when we were directors. We wanted to take the team to Mexico to compete at Dangerous Paradise.
Yeah, sounds
but,
fun. Never been.
Yeah, well, yeah, Cancun would be fun. I've never been to Cancun.
Wow, what's that like?
Yeah, but yeah, that's something me and Ryan wanted to do with the team. We could just never raise the funds. And this new set of leaders is trying to do the same for this generation of Galing. And hopefully there's a different outcome. So the link to their bio is a GoFundMe to help the team get to Mexico. It'll pay for travel and costumes, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, they have some cool, I believe they have like merch, free merch. Well, not free merch, but merch given to the top five donors.
Yeah.
So the top five donors who donate the most amount will get the chance at some exclusive merch. So
awesome.
Nice. Yeah.
Big ups to them.
If you want to support the three of our, you know, home team dance crew, hit up Galing Crew on Instagram, hit the link at the bio, and donate if you can. But yeah, Chris, what have you been up to, man? Lots of meetings, I'm sure.
Yep, just in the final leg of our wedding planning as far as, like, having, you know, to meet with people. We still have, like, small things like, you know, doing the seating chart and, you know, just choosing, like, our little table stands for our numbers, like all the small things.
Yeah.
But yeah, today was our nice. Today was like our last big meeting, so it should be kind of easier from here on out, especially because, God, our Februaries are just stacked of like shit to do. So, not bad shit because it's all fun shit. But,
yeah.
Yeah, just that.
How are you feeling as far as you have like your suit or tux already? You have everything.
Yep. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, as far as that stuff goes, yeah, it's been pretty chill. So yeah, no stresses there. Stresses
we're getting wedding
other
dunks.
Places.
Nice.
We are?
No, I don't know.
Shit. Talk about it. I think we do need to decide on shoes though. But we'll see. So what else? I was at the punk rock garage sale this weekend.
Oh yeah, how'd that go?
It went. Those events are always cool, though. Just the Seen all the cool vendors and stuff there.
Different spaces, different faces.
Yeah, yeah. It's always a good selection of music at those things. So yeah, that was cool. I got some tapes there. It was a cool vibe. But me and Willie's stomachs that day owned.
Oh.
Why?
So random. We shouldn't shout out the restaurant because
we don't want to dox them. Yeah.
But they had a meal. And we got our tux fitting on Saturday.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we went out to brunch afterwards.
Yeah. Okay.
Willie and Chris ordered the same thing. Everybody else ordered something different.
Yep.
Was it something spicy?
No, it was just the chicken fried steak.
Okay.
But it was interesting because you know how like chicken fried steak is kind of like, it almost seems like it's like ground meat, just kind of like flattened out and fried.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a cubed steak.
Okay.
This one seemed like a legit like flank steak or something
because
it was a medium rare chicken fried steak. I've never had that before. Not saying it was not delicious. It was delicious.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
That meal was so good. So like, I have nothing bad to say about how it tasted or anything. But dude, I don't wake up for anything, but like at 3 a.m. the next morning, shit had to go. Dude. I had to like.
I had to wipe my ass.
Yeah, I fucking like.
Shit had to go.
You know, you're just like rolling around. You're like, okay, maybe if I like lay this way, that way, my stomach's gonna feel better. No, dude, I just fucking ran downstairs, dude. It's fucking the purge.
Oh my god.
And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And like still like after that, like when I got up, went upstairs, like my stomach still kind of felt cramped up. I'm like, whatever, just go to sleep. Woke up again like 3 hours later, yeah, dude. Yeah. Had same thing. Like, what the fuck is going on?
And you
on?
Said the same thing happened to Willie.
Yeah, well, it was funny because I was like, okay, this is whatever. You know, maybe I just had like a bad shit day.
He said, I woke up at 3.
Yeah.
And then at 4.
Me too.
Yeah, because so Willie came to the house because we're driving together to the punk rock garage sale.
Yeah.
And Willie was like, dude, in like the past like 12 hours, have you just had like any wild bowel movements? I'm like, dude, yeah. I've been fucking shitting my brains out. So yeah, he was like, dude, yeah, I just have like not like, it's just been a fucking flow for me, dude. Damn. And I'm like, that fucking sucks. But like for me.
Bad batch.
Yeah, bad batch, honestly. Fucking something. But like after like I had one set, I was like, okay, I'm feeling all right. But
you
like,
look at yourself in the mirror. I feel all right.
Yeah.
I'm looking pretty good.
Yeah,
dude.
After I had to wipe the beads of sweat off. I was feeling okay for like the rest of the day. But then Willie was just like trying to survive the whole time we were there.
Oh man,
I feel bad, dude. I was like, dude, we could like leave if we needed to. He was like, oh no, no. He's a trooper, so of course he's gonna stay and like, you know, fight it out. But yeah, it was pretty rough morning for us. But made it through.
Per usual. Yeah. Tough guys.
Yeah. Just fucking, I don't know, just gotta do it. Just gotta do it.
Golly.
Yeah.
I know how that goes, though.
Yeah.
I feel like when you stare
death in the eyes.
Yeah.
You fear nothing
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, you fear nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm saying.
I feel you.
Yeah.
I know you've been through some shit.
So really with the shits.
Yeah.
Willie with the
Willie
shits.
Willie with the...
Nice.
Nice.
I thought you said that.
No.
Oh, okay.
That's a Drake.
I'll take
really
credit.
With the shits.
Yeah.
Wow. That was good.
That was pretty good.
What is
that
he saying really though?
Really with the shits.
With the hits.
Something. Let's start from the bottom, right? Shit. Really with the shits, boy.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess so. It sounds very close.
OVO, man, we really with the shits, boy. Really with the shits. I should probably sign a hit, boy, because I got all the hits, boy.
Ooh.
Wow.
Bars.
What a time. Oof.
Dude, did you see that Drake at the Apollo stuff?
Oh, that looked fun.
That shit needs to... He did a concert at the Apollo.
Oh, is that the one where he did Marvin's Room in a room?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did everything in that little room.
Oh.
People think... Did you see some people think that's a hologram?
No, I didn't
I'm
see
like,
it.
People are wild. But anyways... Dude, all I see is my TikTok is like a fuck ton of like he's just going through hits.
He said that was his first show in like 5 years.
I guess solo show.
Oh, okay.
Because he definitely came out in Rest in Peace, Dark Times, Astroworld.
Mm.
And he's come out for other things.
Didn't Tyler bring him out one time or something?
Camp Flogna? But again, that's not like his own thing, I guess.
Like his last tour was over 5 years ago.
That's what I'm thinking he's saying.
Oh. And I thought about it and I was like, it makes sense.
With COVID and then...
Dude, he's dropped like, what, 4 albums since then?
Dude. He dropped like 3 albums in the last calendar year, I feel like.
Yeah.
Called Certified Lover Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, Never Mind. And then the dual album with
21.
What's that one called? I don't know, but that one's a bop. That was the top out of the three.
That's fun. That was a fun album.
But yeah, dude, he was just playing hit after hit after hit. Like all he could do is hit like verse one and a chorus of a song just because he has so many to keep moving.
Wow.
I'm like, dude.
Wow. What a catalog.
Dude, honestly, insane catalog.
Yeah.
Every TikTok, I'm like, oh shit, I forgot about this. Is a hit. Yeah.
Man, I need to get on that. I haven't hit there, man. My TikTok is like, it's been like chess lately. Grandmasters.
I thought you said chest. So it hasn't changed. The initial TikTok.
You're still there. the lives.
Typing.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I just opened up my TikTok.
How many scrolls can you do down your TikTok without seeing some foddery?
On my regular one, normal. Shots and Thoughts, since I never like scroll through that. It's insta-thought-a-thon.
I think I'm on like maybe, I would say like 9 to 10.
Yeah. Nice.
Did you see, what do you call it? Some like conservative TikToker was like, or Twitter account user was like, we have to do something about Instagram's explore page. It's nothing but softcore porn. And then like, he was like, I've been informed that it is based on what the user views.
Fucking idiot. God damn it.
He was like, I have to contact Instagram. I don't know how this happened.
Shut the fuck up.
Got him.
Oh my God. I was dying.
Good shit.
But yeah. Are we ready for today's game?
Yes. Let's get it. Let's play some games.
So this is heavily influenced by, shout out Summit State of Mind, their podcast network, Apollo. They have a movie podcast, I believe, that does something similar. I've seen them on TikTok. They're called the One Take Podcast. I've seen them on Instagram. What they do is they will set a number. They'll say, I don't know, fucking 157.
Okay.
And then they'll have to find 3 to 5, I don't know the exact, they'll have to find movies whose Rotten Tomato score adds up exactly to the number.
Oh, cool.
You try to get the closest without going over, I believe is how they do it. So we're going to do something pretty similar. We're going to roll a dice.
All right.
We'll roll the D 100 and then a D10 and then
that's right.
And then another 10.
It's just a D100 and a D10.
And then a D10.
Yeah.
And then that'll give us our number. And we'll try to think of a movie that will hit that number.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And then we'll go on Rotten Tomatoes.
It sounds so
And then
fun.
Whoever is the closest without going over will win.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. So we'll each get a chance to roll.
So it's 3 numbers. So what dice are we rolling again? Sorry.
So we're rolling
2 dice.
2 dice.
The D100.
So that'll be like in the 100 to 10's place.
And then?
The D10 will be in the D10. 1's place. So you'll roll like 83.
Okay. And then we're putting 100 in front of it.
No. You just, because it's out of 100%.
Yeah, it's just out of 100.
Oh, okay. Instead
of doing like multiple movies to try and hit a number.
We're doing one.
We're just doing one number, one movie.
Okay. Cool. All
right.
Go ahead and start off, Sean.
All right. So we're rolling both die at the same time. I guess that's a 40. I'll re-roll this one.
43.
So we each have to guess.
I just saw a fucking movie that was 43.
A movie that's 43 without going over.
Okay.
I will say, so probably like, you got to think like,
A movie that's 40?
One of the Fast and Furious has to be 43. I'll say like Hobbs and Shaw is a.
Ooh, that's a pretty. That's a pretty solid
it's
guess.
It's not the name guess. Brand. But
God damn it! I literally just watched a movie in this 40 range.
That you know for sure is a 40, or you just feel it when you watch it?
No. I was because I looked it up because I was like, "This movie sucked. Why do I like this?
What? Why do I like it?
Yeah."
And then it was a 43. Yeah. You're like, "Oh shit!"
Yeah, I'm like, "Oh, that fucking sucked."
I'm gonna say some movie with Jason Momoa.
Honestly, maybe Aquaman. To be honest,
yeah,
that movie was pretty bad.
I'll say Aquaman.
I'm trying to think of another Jason Momoa.
It's that latest one that's on Netflix.
The one we try to watch at like 11 p.m. I was fucking snoozeville immediately.
I'm gonna look at the. No, I can't look at it. I'll say that one. It's the one on Netflix. We look up after, because I'm sure the Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna guess it. 28 Days. Later. I didn't like that movie, but I'm pretty sure that was the score was pretty close.
Okay, so we'll start with.
And just to clarify, it's 28 Days with Sandra Bullock and Viggo Mortensen.
All right, Fast and Furious,
Hobbs and Shaw, Rotten Tomatoes.
I thought it would have just been here.
Then you got to go a little lower.
Rotten Tomatoes is at a 68.
Wow.
Honestly, pretty fucking good. I fucked that one up.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Ryan had Jason Momoa.
Roman Reigns was in that movie?
Yeah, he's on the island.
I had no idea.
Was it a Christmas movie?
Slumberland.
I think this has an 89. I'm just kidding.
It could
be. Here we go. It could have been well on its way. A 40.
Wow.
Right on the money.
Nice.
Good shit.
Oh,
I think mine is lower.
And then yours was 28 days.
Yeah. Not later. It's just 28
Vigo.
Days.
A movie from the 2000s.
33. Fuck,
10
off.
Damn.
Good shit.
Pretty good. Just for my own knowledge, what is Tokyo Drift at? Because that was my backup to Hobbs and Shaw. 38. That would have been better.
Yeah.
All right.
GG's. All right. That's 1 point for Ryan.
Ryan.
Nice.
Go ahead and roll.
All righty then. I'm rolling.
That's a 95.
Oh shit, dude.
All right. You got first pick.
95. All right. I'm going. I don't know. This is coming to my head. I don't know. Black Panther.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's a solid pick.
I'm going to go Moonstruck. It's a movie with Cher and Nicolas Cage.
Wow.
Which was like really supposed to be good, but I couldn't see why it was so good.
Hmm.
But they had a really high score. That's all I can remember.
I'm going to go MCU as well. I'm going to go Avengers 1.
Okay.
All right.
All right. We'll go with Ryan's pick first.
What's the game to?
What do you mean?
Like, say if I win this, do I win the game?
I guess 2 out of 3, technically. You would win.
Let's see.
Black Panther 1 is a 96.
My God.
Over by one.
Wow, too good.
Too good of a film.
Damn.
Wow.
What was yours?
Moonstruck.
Moonstruck. 1987 film. This had a... 93.
Oh shit, Chris. Yeah.
Pretty good, bro. The Avengers. Has a 91. Chris.
Oh shit.
Winner of the round.
Good job.
Will I be
Chris?
The only one who doesn't?
This is it.
All right, here we go.
27.
Oh, shit. I don't know if I know this.
What is a fucking flop? See, I'm showing how little I know about movies by picking mostly superhero movies. I want to say Aquaman.
That's a fair game.
That was really bad.
Or Wonder Woman 1984.
What's the score? 23?
27.
27.
Dang. What is a flop? Can I say, is there a Scary Movie 4? Did they go that far?
Yeah, they did.
I'm going to say Scary Movie 4.
Wow.
I haven't seen it, but, you know.
You just feel it.
You got to imagine the end of that nice. Series was pretty bad. Scary Movie 4.
I'm going to go with like.
Oh, wait, no. Ryan gets.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You get stuck with the last pick. You just went.
Okay, let's do. Is there like an alligator versus shark movie?
Oh, like one of like a sci-fi movie joint?
Like a Sharknado.
I feel like that's good, though. It's better than 27.
There's Sharknado 3D, the sequel or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Let's do Sharknado 2.
Sharknado 2?
Nice. I'm going to go with Three Ninjas High Noon at Mega Mountain.
Holy fuck. That sounds so cool, though.
Yeah, it was cool, but, you know, they'll snuff those fucking
films. I mean, one of our favorite movies of all time, Surf Ninjas, is like a 14.
Yeah, it's like way lower, so I was like, damn it. I'll fucking die on that. I will die for Surf Ninjas.
Scary Movie 4 in 2006. Who would have thought?
Well, I feel like this is it, though. I feel like this is money.
Oh, 34. Fuck, I'm not going to win a single round.
Sharknado 2.
Insane pick.
The movie is literally called Sharknado 2, the second one.
Here we go. Hit me with money.
61.
Oh, no.
What?
That's better than Slumberland.
Insane.
Wait, is that better than Slumberland? What was Slumberland? 40?
No, yeah. Slumberland was like 40.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Sharknado 1's not even rated on Rotten Tomatoes. Oh, it is. Sharknado 1 is 74. Do we need to watch these?
Damn.
I knew Sharknado was good.
I wonder if it's like a cultural thing.
Yeah, I think
so. Like they just fucking pumped it up somehow.
Unless if you click on it, do the critics.
Oh, yeah.
How Sharknado 4, The Fourth Awakens? 14%. That would have been the bet.
Yeah. I didn't know they went up that high.
Tara Reid, oh, you know it's over.
You know it's bad. And then yours was?
Three Ninjas.
High Noon at Mega Mountain. The only hope here.
Zero.
Oh my God, is it not even on Rotten Tomatoes?
Wow.
A 0%.
Chris wins.
I mean, by default.
Chris wins by default.
Well.
What number was this?
I bet the $1.
This Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
Fuck no, of course it bombed. That guy fucking sucks.
It was so cool. Their weapons were so cool. Like, he had a yo-yo and, like, throwing cards.
Dude.
Same characters?
I think same names, but, all, like, different.
Different characters. Actors. Yeah, they different had moved actors. On by that point. Surf Ninjas.
11.
It's gone down in the last year.
Wow.
Dude, Surf Ninjas is a great film. And I'll fight anybody who says otherwise. Rob Schneider, famous anti-vaxxer, though. Can't fucking vouch for him anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
He's big time anti.
Like anti-vax, but like before anti-vax was cool, or like?
No, like anti-vax MAGA.
Oh.
You hate to see it. But
he's Jewish and Filipino. How?
He's rich.
Is he?
Richer than us, I would imagine. But
what's his net worth?
Let's find out. 8 million. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty fucking good. I mean, compared to mine, which would be
negative.
Negative.
Yeah. 8,000 maybe. But let's go ahead.
That was
fun.
That was a lot of fun. Shout out to who was it again?
Yeah, shout out to
One Take
Podcast from the Apollo Network.
That's a fun game, guys.
That was a fun game. For sure, if you enjoyed that, I would definitely check out One Take Podcast. And then hit their TikTok up, too. They do the videos of them, like, going through thrift stores and finding the movies and stuff.
Oh,
it's a cool watch. But before we hit the last segment, which is our recommendations, we got to hit an ad break. Somebody sponsor us, please. And we're back.
What?
Yippee. Guys, what are your recommendations for the week? I have one right away.
Go for it.
It's happened, guys. I mean, I guess it's been happening. I fucked with Blackpink. I like Blackpink a lot.
Oh, nice.
There's a new K-pop band.
Oh, shit. I think I know what you're talking about.
Oh my god.
No, come through.
This fucking.
Yeah.
Dude, it's all like over my fucking TikTok, bro. Nancy said, oh, I think I like New Jeans. And then for 2 weeks straight, my phone heard it and then flooded my shit with nothing but fucking New Jeans talk.
I didn't like New Jeans until I heard that song. Because I was like, man, I really don't like New Jeans. And then that song came out. I'm like, well, can't say that anymore.
And then I listened to their other songs and I fuck with it too.
Oh, you do?
I like Cookie, but then I don't like that it's so sexual and that I found out one of the members is like 16 or something like that.
Oh.
So, which is gross. and then like the music label was like, yeah, Cookies is about baking cookies. And then you listen to the lyrics and you're like, no, I don't think it is.
Oh, you sick bastard.
Yeah. But, you know, the song is good. but yeah, I really fuck with New Jeans. I like New Jeans a lot.
Yeah.
OMG is good. Ditto is good. Cookies is good.
I sent you the video. You can learn the dance.
Yeah. And then the choreo in all the music videos.
Really?
It's fire. Nobody's as good as Lisa from Blackpink, but the actual choreo itself is fire.
Nice.
I was like, oh, this is sick.
I always love watching the choreos and just seeing, does this look familiar or am I dated?
I still do that too.
I do that all the time.
K-pop band or whatever.
Like whenever like somebody like suggests like a performance from like an award show to watch, I'll always watch it and watch the choreo and be like,
that's Jay Blaze.
Or no, I'll be like, I could do that. Because it's always simpler than class choreo, of course, because, you know, it's meant for the stage. Like it's supposed to be big.
Mm-hmm. 10 times more full out than we can do, though.
But yeah, way more full out than we can do. Like I could do the moves. Will it look good? No.
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. But yeah, New Jeans. It's the fucking wave. I fuck with them heavy.
They're good. I have not gotten into it. I haven't even attempted, but when I hear that song and I see the choreo, it's intriguing. I do like it.
It is. It's good.
I would say my recommendation is watch White Lotus.
Mm. Oh.
White Lotus, man. That
you finished both? Season 1 and 2?
I finished 1 and 2. 1 was great. 2, I was like, I was so into 1, I was like, I'm not really feeling it. But then the character development, like.
Yeah, that's what I
was. One of the guys was on Jake and Amir's podcast.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yeah.
Adam something?
Yeah, one of the young guys. I haven't watched it, but he had a sex scene in that show. So if that helps you narrow it down, I haven't seen the show.
I'd have to. I really don't know names at all. But man, that show, dude, you want to watch more. Like, I really want to watch, like...
Everyone's begging for season 3.
Yeah, begging for season 3. I follow the...
director?
Not the director, the subreddit.
Oh, yeah.
And that thing
for theories?
Like, it's, like, popping.
Oh,
like,
that's fun.
It's, like, popping. It's like, man, like, they're putting, like, I don't know if there's another show like this, you know?
Oh.
And...
I feel like everybody has, like, big-time clout off of that now. Like, Jennifer Coolidge is a legend.
Yeah.
So she already has clout. But like, I feel like now her roles, like whatever movie she's
like rejuvenated.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, if she plays a minor role in a movie that's coming out now, they'll fucking put her in all the promo just because she has clout now. Audrey Plaza.
Yeah.
Fucking
I was about to
everywhere.
Say,
she just hosted SNL.
She's blowing up. She's a really cool person.
Yeah.
I don't even know what she's on before that, though.
Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec.
Oh, that's where she got big. She was in
Scott Pilgrim,
Chris's favorite movie.
Yeah, that's right.
She was in Legion, which a lot of people didn't watch, but a lot of people say is like the best comic book show of all time.
Yeah.
I've never watched it.
I haven't either.
Because it's like, you know, FX, Fox, X-Men, but it's like apparently supposed to be just one of the greatest shows in general. But yeah, she's good.
It's a good show, man. Like, I feel like it's one of those things, like it's like slow burn,
mm-hmm.
but when it burns, oh man, it's like shit hits the fan. Like the only way, like y'all may know the movie Crash, the old movie Crash.
Mm-hmm. Is that the one with Sandra Bullock?
I think so.
And a bus?
Yeah. That's speed.
Speed. Oh, fuck. Okay.
I don't know, to be honest. But think about like, say like 8 different stories and somehow.
Yeah.
They all intertwine.
Yeah. It's awesome. It's so awesome. I can tell the director really like is a good writer. Won a lot. That's for sure, I think.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
All right, Chris, what do you got?
God, I don't fucking know, dude. what do I recommend? I recommend wherever you're listening from that you go and sign this petition to save our favorite hot dog joint.
Dude.
Oh, man. Wait, it's coming up, right? Next week or this weekend? The last weekend?
It's this weekend.
Holy. Oh, my God. Shit. Is it really?
Wait, yeah. So what's the plan?
The lease ends January 31st. He has no plan after this. Shotties, if you don't know what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Houston Institution, Yo-Yo's Hot Dogs, the place that they, you know, serve out of, ended their lease agreement early, and now they currently don't have a home. And as far as I know, they haven't really stated out a public plan other than continuing to ask to renew the lease, which I'm like, that's not a good plan. I feel like you need a...
Did the Rice Village, or who is it? Is it Rice Village? Yeah. Did they state what's the issue or
the trash? They just said it's not part of their vision for their future. Something vague like that.
Place sucks.
Yeah, I literally the only reason I go to Rice Village is Yo-Yo's.
Yeah.
All my Gogi found a different spot, so they'll be all right. And they have like 3 other trucks that are in different spots, so I'm sure they'll be okay. I mean, but
Yo-Yo's will be fine. It just sucks that. That was literally the only reason why people were going to Rice Village, you know?
Yeah.
There are some nice spots there.
Ever since they put the pay for parking, I'm like, you don't deserve my money.
Yeah, they really like changing the, I don't know, how it's
Well,
run.
Yeah, it's like, it's
like
not
the accessibility.
It's like not for college kids anymore. Now it's for fucking those same college kids, but older now that they have money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, by principle, I'm like, you guys are ruining this place, so I don't want to go. But, I mean, they have a lot of cool things there. I guess they have the free parking garage for 2 hours. But it's not the same vibe that it was when we were in college or high school. I guess high school.
Yeah.
It's just not, you know, not meant for us, I guess. Only thing there is premium goods. And I haven't even been there since they remodeled, and that was like 2 years ago.
It looks nice. I've seen
pictures.
It
looks fantastic.
Been there for a very long time.
I haven't been to Travis Scott's place there.
Oh, yeah.
Space. Travis Scott has a place?
That's Space. The thing that Ryan said.
Oh, that's his official spot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know how long they're going to stay there, though.
I know Urban Outfitters is gone.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been trying to remember that, if it was there or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, it used to be there.
And there was a 2-story Half Price Books in the corner.
I must say, though, even though it's different from what we know, it is looking nicer. That doesn't justify it. But I went there recently, and they're really trying to make it a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wish.
Hot restaurants and things like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I'll say that's my recommendation. Go support your local Half Price Books, because you never know when they'll disappear. We lost 2 or 3 in the same year.
Like big volume locations, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like lots of high traffic places.
Yep.
You think Pearland's gonna go?
I hope not.
I go there every once in a while just to buy random shit.
Yeah, I need to go there. That's where your headphones are from, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's true.
They're on their last
leg. They're on
their
last leg. Yeah, I think this is their last
Your right
ride.
Ear is like falling off.
Yeah, man.
it's dying.
I keep trying to maybe pop it back into place, but no. It's GG's, man. But they had a good ride. Like
they had a good
years.
Ride.
Like what? Yeah, 2 years.
Yeah, I need to bring back my audience.
Yeah, guys, we need y'all's help on the Patreon to support Christmas.
I'm going to GoFundMe for some new headphones.
Yeah, please.
Dude, that'd be really cool if we could do that. If we can get some sort of GoFundMe, $4 for your headphones.
We
need $4 to go support Half Price Books.
Guys, we don't need it. We have the Buy Me a Coffee, guys. That will help us immensely. Don't start a GoFundMe in our honor. We have multiple ways to financially support us.
Cool.
All right.
Yeah, man.
Yo-yos.
Yep.
Save yo-yos.
Save Half Price Books. And yeah, go check out my clothing line. I recommend that too.
Humble plug.
Yeah.
What's that website?
Day-off.shop. I'm like trying to do a new thing where I could keep up a blog on it, because like I've been trying to just kind of like update content more often, and this is kind of like the only way I can think of to stay relevant. So, and it's fun just kind of like showing, you know, other sides of the brand other than like purely anime. I feel like there's more things to being an otaku than purely manga and anime. I just think it's all about like collector culture.
I feel like your Instagram, you've been trying to make a more conscious effort of showing like the lifestyle of Day Off, like yeah, with your music. Tuesday.
New Tuesday.
Tuesday is Filipino way to say Tuesday. I'm sorry. Yep. Yeah, Tuesday. And you have like your movie. Tuesday. You have your movie day where you recommend yep a movie. So you're trying to get people into the, I guess, the lifestyle, you know, the, what's the word?
Otaku.
This energy of the brand, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No, you're right.
The life force.
Yeah. And it's cool just kind of, because Willie is like such a good writer. I'm giving him like kind of an outlet to, like he's written up a few things. He did one of the Tuesday and one of like the movie synopsises. So yeah.
It's good to have Willie, because then you have even like double the amount of options, like, and taste.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
it's like, oh, if you don't have a movie on the top of your head, I'm sure Willie would, yep, or, you know, vice versa.
Yep.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's going to do this Saturday's movie, I'm pretty sure. So yeah. Oh, wait. Well, this is going to come out after, but.
Well, you could check out last Saturday's.
Yeah, so check out Saturday the 28th. It was written by my cousin Willie.
There you go.
Because he's Willie with the shits.
Wow.
It ran.
He didn't have an Instagram, huh? That should
He does.
Oh, okay. He just never.
It's at Willie with the shits.
Yeah, he just changed it to at Willie.
I'm going
to
make him his own. He fucking hates social media. So like, I'll make him his own funny one.
At Willie with the shits.
At Willie.
It's kind of gangster,
dude. That's
pretty
gangster.
It's pretty sick.
Is it taken? If that's taken, I'm going to be really sad.
But yeah, that's it for this episode, guys. If you want to find more Shots and Thoughts, all the links are in the show notes. Again, if you want to support us financially, get Chris some new headphones. We have a Buy Me a Coffee.
Look at this.
And we
I can't even hear you.
And we have a Patreon, you know, that you could donate to. You could do, you know, Buy Me a Coffee, a one-time donation, or Patreon, which is a monthly contribution to the show. But if not, then, yeah, give us a 5-star review or share with a friend. And if you're done listening to our show and you want to listen to more similar shows like Shots and Thoughts, I highly suggest checking out the Cultivate Media Podcast Network. A lot of cool stuff over there. And if you're from Houston, or if you just love pain and you're a Houston Rockets fan, check out our homies podcast, The Summit State of Mind. But I think that's it for this episode, guys, unless I'm missing something else.
You're just missing, I think it's free, Willie with the shits, because there is one account that says Willie _ with the shits.
It's, oh, no, no underscores.
No.
Yeah, and he said in this person's tagline, Facebook deactivated my shit, fuck him. Y'all fuck with your boy and go listen to my music. Fat Boy Zerk on YouTube.
I guess our last three, our last recommendation is Fat Boy Zerk on YouTube. Truly, that's the first time we've heard of it. So
please do not fucking kill us for this.
If it ends up being very problematic, let it be known it was Ryan's idea. That's it for this week, guys.
Fucking
we'll see
shit.
You next
Bye,
week.
Thank
Love you.
Later.